We left off in the Mishnah over here in Chav Tesem and Aleph. We came back to the topic in the Mishnah, which is really the topic in the first Tesem. It's a little overwhelming. But the Mishnah begins that if a person is Ma'anes, a Mamzeres, or a Nesina, even though it sounds like they're both Chai Ve'Lavin, just like Mamzeres is Chai Ve'Lavin, so to a Nesina is Chai Ve'Lavin, there's Nisa in the Torah to marry them, to have relations with them. Nonetheless, you can't really marry them, you can't perform the mitzvah. V'lo Yisi Eleisha, there is still a Knas. Rashi tells us, who are these Nesinim? So Rashi says, they are Asur to us, not Midoraisa, like Mamzeres, which is what is implied by the context. Rather, they're only Asur to us, Midorabanan, because of Exera of Yeshua, and later Exera of David. But the time that Yeshua came to conquer Eretz Yisrael, these people who were from the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Yisrael lied, and they said they weren't from those nations, and therefore Yeshua didn't kill them. So because of that, because they lied to him, Yeshua made them chayt ve'etz v'shay ve'mayim. They have to carry the water and carry the wood to the Beis HaMikdash. But then in the times, that was only for that generation. Then in the times of David, though, they wanted to kill seven children of Shaul because of a whole situation that happened. We saw the Gemara Masechta Yevamos. But they wanted to, they wanted as compensation seven children of Shaul. So David HaMelech said, what kind of nation is like this that they want to kill seven children of Shaul? That's not the way of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Rachmanim, Baishanim, Goyim Lechasadim. So therefore, David HaMelech was geyser on them in Yisrael forever to marry into Klal Yisrael, because this is not the way of Klal Yisrael. And they're also in the Rabbanon to marry in, even though they did convert. In the times of Yeshua converted, they converted. So they did convert, nonetheless, as an Yisrael to marry them. So Rashi's opinion is that the whole Yisrael is only Midrabanon. Even though the Pasuk tells us, and this is what we're going to pick up in Taisus, even though the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Vayeschanan, Lois is Chatein Bom, there's an Yisrael to marry one of the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Yisrael at the time of Yeshua. Lois is Chatein Bom, a Pasuk in the Torah in Parshas Vayeschanan. Taisus assumes that this, for Rashi, is only before they convert. Before they convert, you can't marry them in Midoraisa. Lois is Chatein Bom is, as the Gemara says, Bigoyuson, when they're Goyim. If they convert, whoa, they should be like everybody else who converts, that you can marry them in Midoraisa. Only David was Geyser that you can't marry them because they don't have good midas. So this over here is quoted by Taisus. V'chein Sarach Loimar, we're about, this is where we left off in Taisus. Right before Taisus quotes the Gemara in Yevamos and the Afai in Vavim et Aleph. We're at the big Taisus, Chavtes and Aleph, the Masel Eirun Iris. So two lines up where Taisus, it's about 12 lines down in Taisus, where he quotes the Yevamos and Vavim et Aleph for the first time. So the line right on top of that, Taisus writes, V'chein Sarach Loimar, according to Rashi, that the Easter of Nesinim is only Midrabban and Al-Karkach, this is the Havamina of Rava in the Gemara in Yevamos and Vavim et Aleph to be Gerusan less Luiser Chasnas. Once they convert, you can marry them. When is the only time that the Pasuk says Lois is Chatein Bom? Is when they're Goyim. Once they convert, you could in theory. But David was Geyser on them that you're not allowed to marry them because they didn't have good meat. So that's the Havamina of Rav and the Gemara Nivam Asai and Vavim.
Isn't that obvious that non-Jews, why would we think that we could marry them?
This is the source in the Pasuk that you can't marry them. This is it. Meaning, this is how we know that. That which you assume that you can't marry a Nachris, that's learned, or you can't marry one of the seven nations of that inhabited Eretz Yisrael, that's learned out from this Pasuk. Lois is Chatein Bom. So that's big Goyuson. Once they convert, though, you could have married them. Rashi says, though, that David was Geyser on them in Midrabanan. And this is the opinion of the Rambam as well. If you look in the Rambam, Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, the Rambam says also, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha, whatever it was, Chav Beis. The Rambam also says that the Yisur, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha, Chav Beis, the Rambam says, Mishin is Gayer, Mishiva Amim, Ainan Asurin Minatara Lava Bakaho. It's not Asur Midoraisa. It's only Asur Midorabanan once they convert. Before they convert, that's an Isa Midoraisa. After they convert, it's only an Isa Midorabanan. That's the Isa of David HaMelech. That David HaMelech was guys on them. So Taisus here, quotes Rabbeinu Talmud, disagrees. We started this last time. Rabbeinu Talmud doesn't like Perish Rashi. Damasik Rava Baha'orel, Rava's conclusion in the Gemara Yevamos and Vavim et Aleph is the Begeirusan Islu Yisr Chasnas. No! Rava says when they're Goyim, there's no Kiddushin at all. You can't marry a Goy. There's no Tfisis Kiddushin. It doesn't work. It doesn't stick. So when does the Pasuk talking about, when does the Pasuk mean that there's an Issa to marry them? big geirusin once they convert. Even though every other nokri, once he converts, you can marry them. The shiva amim, once they convert, you can't marry them. Every guy, though, of course, there's no tfisus kedushin enough to say don't marry them. The masik rabbi ba'aru of the big geirusin is luiser chasmus. No, when is the pasuk talking about loisis chatein b'am? Is it after they convert? Even though they converted, there's still an Issa Midaraisa of marrying a Nesina. Why is there an Issa Midaraisa? Because that they ancestry is one of the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Israel at the time of Kivush Haaretz. So their ancestry is one of the Shiva, and therefore this Issa applies to them Midaraisa even after they convert. And that's what the Gemara here and the Mishnah here means Chav Tesim Adaf, that a Nesina has knas, even though she's chav elavin. What lav? Lois is chatein bum. Don't marry them. That applies to shiva amim in those seven nations. Even after they convert, they're still knas. Because if we're talking about before she converted, like Rashi said, b'nachrayusa less lo knas. We can't be talking about before she converts. The b'nachrayusa less lo knas. If she's a nafri, there's no knas. Kedamrinu le'el perakama. Like the Gemara said earlier, by the Ger Katan, we mentioned last time, this is what we left off with. If the Ger Katan, a baby converts when they're a little baby. So the first time they find out that there used to be in vogue not to tell adopted children, used to be in vogue to adopt children. And then they used to not tell them that they were converted because they thought it was difficult for them. Now it's more in vogue to tell the child, but the first time that the child finds out that he's a ger, even if he's 40 years old, the first time he finds out, the Gemara says, he can reject the gerus if it was done when he was a minor. The gerus was done when he was a minor. The minig is that you tell them when they're younger, and at the bar mitzvah, the child accepts to do mitzvahs again. But if he rejects it the first time he finds out, whether it's at bar mitzvah or 50 years old, he finds out, he digs up something that says, oh, he was converted, and he had no idea. He could reject it and decide he doesn't want the whole thing. That's why everyone, it's much safer to tell the child, and then when he's at bar mitzvah, he'll listen to you, you know, later on, 50 years old. You never know what might happen. So so the Gemara says, but what's the big problem with this? The big problem with this is that if a person will be ma'anes, a girl, when she's a naira, then when she finds out, let's say when she's 15, that she was converted, she's going to end up getting knas. When she was 12, between 12 and 12 and a half, she's ended up getting knas for being nensa, and she's going to eat the knas, benefit from the knas, in her state of nachrius. That's what the Gemara is concerned about. The Gemara is concerned she's going to reject her Yiddishkeit, and she'll get the knas from when she was a katana. Either way, says Tarsus, you see that a nachrius doesn't get knas. So it must be our Mishnah is talking about after she converted. Nonetheless, says Tarsus, leisis chatein b'am applies after they converted. Before you convert, you don't need a pasuk. Of course, there's no kiddushin by a nachri. V'chein b'kiddushin perakol emer, so too, Tosis brings a raya from the Gemara, Mesechtas Kiddushin, Samavavah Mebeis. There the Gemara says the following, a rule we're all familiar with. The Gemara says if a Kayin marries a Yisraelis, is the child a Yisrael or a Kayin? What's the halach of the child, the status of the child? He's a Kayin. We follow the father, says the Gemara. If it's two people who can get married, the status of the child follows the father. If it's two people who cannot get married, let's say the woman is a mamzeres, the father is a Yisrael. So what is the child? The child is a mamzer. You get the worst of traits from your parents. So if they're mutar to get married to each other, the child gets the status of the father, Kayin Levi. If one of them is a pogum, the child gets his status. What is the Gemara's example of a pogum deraisa? Kol makom sheyes kiddushim yesh aveira. Wherever there's kiddushim, but there is an aveira, the child takes on that status. Kigoin, mamzeres, v'nesina. So you see, for mamzeres and nesina are pogumim, they're blemishes, which passed on to the child. So nesina sounds like it's an isim deraisa. Now Tosfos does, this is always a dangerous game, but Tosfos says a pshat in Rashi, and because of his pshat in Rashi, he's left with a kasha. Then Tosfos says, well, maybe my pshat in Rashi is wrong. Tosfos makes an assumption within Rashi, and then he backs out from it. So Tosfos says, v'oy the perish ha-kuntris, according to Rashi again, nesina zinisa midrabanan, a gzer of David HaMelech. What about the pasuk of loisis chatein b'am? That's before they convert. The nesina all converted. And there, that's only us midrabanan. Tosfos says, no, it's nesina midrabanan, so the pasuk of loisis chatein b'am applies after they converted. Before they converted, I don't need a pasuk. Of course there's no kiddushin by Nachris. Must be after they converted. The Shiva Amim Ma'asa, even after they converted. So Tosfos understands, according to Rashi, that it's Asa Midaraisa before they converted. after the Shiva Amim, the seven nations who inhabited Eretz Yisrael at the time of Kibush Haaretz, convert, it's only Isa Midrabanan. What is the nature of that Isa Midrabanan? So it says, Tarsus, the nature of that Isa Midrabanan is that David HaMelech was going on the Nesinim that they should have the status of an Eved Kanani. What? Yuck. That's how Tosfos Pshat and Rashi. Tosfos Pshat and Rashi is this Isa Midrabanan is not a random Isa against marrying them, which is what his conclusion is going to be. It's an Isa Midrabanan in the form of Abdus. Because he was good on them to carry water, to carry wood. Must be he made them into an Eved Kanani. Just to review, an Eved Kanani is somewhere in limbo. When you have a Jew, a non-Jewish Eved, in your, if you have an Eved Ivri is Stam Yid, who got sold into Abdus because he stole money. But an Eved Kanani is an Eved that's bought by a Jew who originally was not Jewish. Every Eved Kanani has to be converted somewhat. He goes to a Mila and a Tvila. But he's not fully Jewish, the Gemara says. He's Chayv and Mitzvahs Ki'isha, but he's different than a woman. A woman has full Kedushas Yisrael. See, he's just as Kaddish, just as holy as the men. And Eved Kanani is somewhere in between. He's Chayv and Mitzvahs like an Isha, but he doesn't have the full-fledged Kedushas Yisrael. When he goes to Cherus, when he's freed, he goes to the mikvah again, a second time, and now he's converted fully. So the Tarsus understands the nature of the Gzerah that David imposed on the Nesinim was to retake away a little bit of their Kedushas Yisrael and make them like an Eved Kanani before the second Tevilah. You follow what I'm saying? He removed some of their Kedushas Yisrael. I don't know why he had to assume that, but that's what Tarsus assumes. For all the Perisha Kuntris, Kevin the Abdus Mamish Gozer Alayu, since he made them into an Eved, Shemi Tarsus Kach Nesu Lavo Bakal, an Eved Kanani is not allowed to marry a full-fledged Yisraelis. It's a pasuk in the Torah of Loi Yihyeh Kodesh. Not allowed to marry a man is a Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Shifcha who's also somewhere in this limbo, and Eved Kanani is not allowed to marry Yisraelis. So since David was gozer on them to make them avodim, he moved a little bit of they converted, but David removed a little bit of their kedushas Yisrael to make them avodim. Now they're included in the pasuk of Loi Yihyeh Kodesh. Now Tosfos says if that's the pshat in Rashi,
he's stepping in. It could be all Rashi meant to say was that there's an Isa Midrabanan to marry Nesinim, which is what Tosfos is going to conclude. He didn't remove some of their Kedushas Yisrael and make them Avodim, then now we can start asking Kashas that he's an Eved. No. He means to say he's just an Isa to marry them, but that's the way Tosfos ends up saying that. But Tosfos right now is involved in this pshat. He thinks that he made them an Eved and removed a little of their Kedushas Yisrael. And Cain, Amai Yeshlam Knas. Whoa! So then why does the Nesina over here get a knas at the beginning of the Mishnah, Chav Tesem et Aleph. Hotnan behedim masnis, and we learn later on in the Mishnah, La Midvavim Ebeiz, or here you see in the Mishnah, if there's a Shivcha that's older than 3 years old, there's no knas. So we learn later on in the Mishnah, the Shivcha ain't la knas. A Shivcha has no knas. So if they made Nesinim into Avadim Kananim, she's like a Shivcha, Shivcha doesn't get a knas. Ve'im Ishum, says Tarsus, the Nesina Mintur Nafsha. Whoa, why doesn't a Shivcha get knas? That's if she is freed after 3 years old. That's because we assume she's not a psula. A shifcha is probably not a psula. The master can force her to marry. So she's probably not a psula. In order to get knas, you have to be a psula. So maybe you'll say, Nesina is mint to her. She's going to watch over herself to make sure that she is a psula. No. So Tzitzit says, no, you can't say that. How mean of you, Shalmi, the shifcha, feel mishumeres, ain't no knas. A shifcha, even if she watches over herself, no knas, even if she's a psula. Okay.
Well, why?
Shifra doesn't get a knash. Just like a Nochris doesn't get a knash. She has to be a Jewish girl. She's not a Jewish girl. She's half and half.
But she's somewhere in limbo. Her, no?
Huh?
Aren't you still able to marry her?
Only after she gets freed.
Oh, we considering her that she's still in that.
She was Nansa when she was a Shifra. And Nesina, if David made Nesinim into Shifchas, he removed their Kedushas Yisrael a little bit. They go down one Mandrega. There's somewhere in between a Yisrael and a Nochri. So there's no knas, says Tosfos. So how come Nesina gets knas? So Tosfos is going to end up saying, because he didn't make them into Avodim Kananim, he just answered marrying them. That's it.
But Tosfos understands like this now. But oi, this nan, says Tosfos, how could it be he made them into Avodim Kananim? We have a Mishnah in Kiddushim, in Perek Asar, you'll send the Charurei v'Nesini. What's Charurei? Charurei is a freed Eved Kanani. A freed Eved Kanani, once he has a second tefillah, is like a regular Yid. So a freed Eved Kanani can marry a Nosin. Whoa. Mutar and Lovo is Zebazeh. So ask Tosfos, Vamai.
If Nesina, if a nothing is like an Eved Kanani, he got down a little bit in his Kedusha show. It's not a Nachri, but an Eved Kanani is a little bit converted. When he gets freed, he fully converts. So if David took these Nesina because they didn't have Gemidos, and he put them back in Madrega, he made them as part of the East of Lo Yia Kadesh, he made them Avodim Kananim, how can a Nesina marry a Charuri, a freed slave? A freed slave entirely has the status of a full-fledged Yisrael, but Charuri Asiri B'Shivcha. A chara, a freed Eved Kanani, is not allowed to marry a shivcha. How do we know? Kedisnan, because the Mishnah says in Masechta Skeet in the following case. Crazy case. The Gemara says, if you have a chati Eved v'chati ben chayrin, a guy who's half Eved, he's half in this limbo status, half freed. How could you have such an Eved? If two partners buy an Eved Kanani, one frees the Eved Kanani. So the Gemara says, half of him is freed, half of him is a Ben Chayrin, half of him, the other owner, retains the Eved Kanani, half of him remains an Eved Kanani. So what is he? So Gemara says he's both. One day is an Eved Kanani, one day is a Ben Chayrin. But ask the Gemara, it's not fair to this fellow. The Gemara says we force the other othering to free him because this guy is going to remain unmarried, he's going to remain a bachelor forever. Why? Because the Gemara says he cannot marry a Shivcha because of the half of him, his personality, that's a Ben Chayrin. And then he can't marry a Bat Yisrael because of the part of his personality that's an Eved, half a Chatzi Eved. So since this guy, Lisa Shivcha in a Yochel, Lisa Baschayrin in a Yochel, the Gemara says we force the other Adon to free him. But either way you see that an Eved Kanani or a Shivcha cannot marry a full-fledged Yisrael. So why can this freed Eved, once he's freed, marry an Asina? If an Asina was made by David into Avadim Kanani. Amihu ha'yesh b'lemar, finally tells us, relents. According to Rashi, he didn't make them into an Eved Mamish to be included Lo Yeh Kodesh. It was a random gzera not to marry them. Okay? So Rashi's opinion is, Nesinim are also in the Rabbanan, because we're talking about Nachrim, the Shiva Umos who converted, and the Pasuk Lo Yisachatim Bom is talking about before they converted. After they converted, they're only asked in the Rabbanan because of Xer of David HaMelech. V'nira l'Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, no. The Nesina Asura D'Araisa, as he already said, Nesina Asura D'Araisa Mishum Lois Ischaten. Because of the Pasuk in Parshas V'Eschanan, you should not marry the Shiva Umos, Kedemasik Rabba Be'Orel. That's Rabba's conclusion in Yavamas. Why should it be? He's talking about after they converted. Before they converted, there's no Kiddushin. Of course, he's a Nachri. Must be it's after they converted. But David, like Gezer Alayu, so what was David Gezer on them? Someone asked this last time. So what was David Gezer on them? But David, like Gezer Alayu, Elishibud, even though you cannot marry them because of an Isim and Deiraisa, David was Gezer on them, Abdus. But love, lo Isram, Bibinais Yisrael. Not to answer them in marrying into Kleiso, the Ha Asiri Vikaimi, me love the Lois Tischatein. They were Usar anyway because of the Pasuk in the Torah of Lois Tischatein. So why was he geyser on them, Abdos? El Kadesh lo yitamu be Yisrael. He wanted to lower their status on a social level. So he made them, Avodim, who's going to marry an Eved? You're not going to marry an Eved anyway. Even if you would, it's an Isa Midai, right? It's a place to Schatim, but David wanted to make it disadvantageous to marry them. So he was geyser on them, Abdos, so that they would have a stigma to them. V'hode geyser behutfei mishar psulekal. Why was he geyser on the scene more than Mamzerim, more than anybody else? Mishum da'ava umashlema. Nesinim is one group of people, we could be geyser on them. Mamzerim would be geyser, every mamzer should be an Eved too, so you shouldn't have a desire to marry them. It's not fair. We're going to pick out random individuals, yechidim, and make them avodim. Ugh. It's distasteful. But Nesinim is a whole group of people who anyway had bad midas, so David was geyser on them, Abdus, so that you shouldn't come to marry them. But Einachinam, if you would marry them, v'inisim idaraisa, v'hadikam ahasam kol mi sheyesh bo shleisha simanim. That was the Gemara there says, whoever has these three simonim, roili dovik behen, loy lisa mehen, that has nothing to do with that was rachmanim, gomer chasodim, baishonim, if they have these midas, you can marry them, if not, not. That doesn't mean that that's why you should marry them. You can't marry them anyway, it's like this chatim bom. Elioz ben chayrin kamoisim. What it means is that if they have these midas, then we can make them a ben chayrin and leave them a ben chayrin. If they don't have these midas, we can't allow them to be a ben chayrin. So what we have here, bottom line, Rabbi Isai, after all the dust of this Tysus settles, and Tysus over here at the end is going to tie up loose ends, which we don't need to go through. But after all the dust settles, we have two pshatim over here, and what is the Easter of Nesina? you'll say, well, we don't have Nesinim anymore. I'm going to show you it's very relevant. But we have it two Pshatim, and what is the nature of the Issa of Nesina? Rashi says it's a Gzeira mid the Rabbanon that David imposed. Whoa, there's a Pasuk Leisus Chatim Bam. That's before they converted. After they converted by the Shiva Umais, it's a Gzeira mid the Rabbanon, not Issa mid the Raisa. And Tais says, no, the Pasuk of Leisus Chatim Bam is a Issa mid the Raisa to marry the Shiva Umais after they convert. Before they convert, you don't even have to say that there's no Kiddushin by Nachal. It's talking about after they convert. What is this machlekes based upon? So it seems to be that this machlekes, how to interpret the law of Leisus Chatim, but you should have married the Shiva Umois. Is that talking about after they convert like Tosfos or before they convert like Rashi? Really has its basis in the Gemara Masechtas Avodah Zarah as to what is the nature, who does this Iser apply to? The Gemara says in Masechtas Avodah Zarah and Lama Vavim Beis the following. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, where the Gemara says that Beis Din Shel Shem was Geizer that you shouldn't marry a Nachris. It's a Gzeir of the Beis Din Shel Shem. It predates even Nesinas HaTorah. How do you know this? Because what happens in Parshas Vayishlach when Shechem is Ma'anes Dina, Shechem is a relationship with Dina, what do Reuven and Shimon do? They kill him. Because the Pasuk says, Nivala Asabi Yisrael, Lishkav is Beis Yaakov, V'lo Yeyosa Kein. They kill him. Why do they kill him? Because Nivala Asabi Yisrael. Who said he's not allowed to marry an Achris? Shechem was royalty. He was from the upper class. They couldn't marry within upper classes. There was no Torah yet. So must be, Mefarshim explained, must be, Briskerov says this in his Sefer HaChumash, must be it was because of the Gzeira Beis Din Shel Shem. The times of the Shem V'Yever, there was a Gzeira already that Yisraelim, even though the concept of Klal Yisrael was somewhat vague at that point, but they should not marry Umos Ha'olam. That's why also Yehuda was going to burn Tamar. When Tamar appears pregnant, the Gemara says over here in the Zarlam of Omer Beis, Tamar appears pregnant, Yehuda wants to kill her. Why does he want to kill her? She wasn't married. Her husband died. Erva Einan were her two husbands. They both were dead. She was waiting around for Shayla. Yehuda never gave her Shayla. That's why she ended up seducing Yehuda. But she had no husband. Why do they want to kill her? Says the Gemara, because Yehuda said, I didn't, it wasn't us. So where did she get pregnant from? Must be from the Umos Ha'elam. So he wanted to kill her because she violated the Gzeira of the Beis Din of Shem. So there's a old Gzeira from the Beis Din of Shem that predates even the Sinas HaTorah that you're not allowed to marry a Nachris. So the Gemara asks, 1 minute, it's a Gzeira of the Beis Din of Shem? That's the whole reason you're not allowed to marry a Nachris? Or whole thing of intermarriage is from a Gzeira of the Beis Din of Shem? So the Gemara says, no, it's a Pasuk in the Torah. Where is it a pasuk in the Torah? You can't marry a Nachris. The pasuk of Leisus Chateinbom that says by the Shiva Umos, you cannot marry one of the seven nations of the world. One of the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Yisrael at the time of Kivush Haaretz. You cannot marry them. So the Gemara says, that's the opinion of the Chachamim. I'm sorry, so the Gemara says, according to the Chachamim, that pasuk only applies to the Shiva Umos that inhabited Eretz Yisrael at the time of Kivush Haaretz. It only applies to Shiva Umos. What was Beis Din Shel Shem Gezer on? What did they come and they add? All nations of the world. So Beis Din Shel Shem was Gezer on all nations of the world. Leisus Chatein Bam only applies to Shiva Umos. Then the Gemara says no, but the opinion of Shimon Bar Yochai is that the pasuk of Leisus Chatein Bam doesn't only apply to Shiva Umos, it applies to all of the nations of the world. How do you know? Because what's the conclusion of the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Ki yasir as bincha me'acharai," because she's going to take your child away from you. She's going to take your child away from you. Because why? You're having relations. You haven't married a eves kachavah. She's going to take the child away from you. Towards what? Where's the child going to go? To worship the avodah zarah. So the child's going to go worship the avodah zarah. So Shimon Bar Yochai says, what's the reason you're not allowed to marry one of the Shiva Umais? The reason you're not allowed to marry one of the Shiva Umais is because your child will go astray. What does that have to do with the Shiva Umais then, says Hashem Baruch Hu? It should apply to any one of the Umos Ha'olam. Then you take your child away from Yiddishkeit. So Hashem Baruch Hu's opinion is the Pasuk of Leisus Chatein Bam applies not only to the Shiva Umais, the Pasuk applies to all of the nations of the world. So we have two Machlokes regarding the law of Leisus Chatein Bam. It's in Parshas Leisus Chatein regarding the Shiva Umais. So we have one Machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos. When does it apply? Rashi said,
Bigoyusan. Bigerusan, the mutter. The pasuk applies to Bigerusan. Taisa says no, it applies to Bigerusan. It applies in the garden. Taisa says it applies to Bigerusan when they're guarding. I'm sorry, when they convert. Even when they convert, they're still an Isim in the Isa. Rashi says it applies when they're going. Rashi says it applies even when they convert. And this is the opinion of the Rambam too. And it applies when they're going. Rashi says it applies once they converted. There's another machlekes regarding the law of loisis chatim bom. You should not marry them, which is stated regarding the Shiva Umais. And that is the machlekes in the Gemara of Nezara. That's machlekes in the Chachamim and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon's opinion is, Chachamim's opinion is, rak Shiva Umos. It only applies to those seven nations. And the opinion of Shimon Bar Yochai is, no, it applies to Kol Umos Ha'olam.
How does he get to that logic again?
Why? Because the pasuk concludes, why? Because he says, what's the reason you're not allowed to marry one of the Shiva Umos?
The child's going to be good.
Because the child is going to be, the mother is going to have a lot more influence on the child than the father, and the mother is going to take the child with her to the base of the Zara. When she goes to the base of the Zara, she's going to take the child with her. So Shimon Bar Yochai says, why does that only apply to Shimon Umos? It should apply to all nations of the world. What entitles Shimon to do that? We don't generally say, what's the reason that it's us to do this mitzvah, or us to do this avera, and then take the reason and start applying it in other cases. That actually is a machlekes in the Gemara between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. So Taisa says Rav Shimon is going the Shitasa. Rav Shimon's opinion generally is Darshin on time of the Kura. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Bam Mitzi on Daf Kuftes Bam Miralef, commenting actually on the Pasuk, I think it's in this week's Parsha, Kisetze. Avloisach bo beged almana. You should not take as a mashkin for a loan, collateral for a loan, from an almana her clothing. Why not? You're going to take her dress from the almana. But she borrowed from you a mortgage. What are you going to take as collateral? So I guess you have the home, but let's say I don't know. So she takes a loan for something else. So what are you going to live? She takes out a loan. So what are you going to take as collateral? You're going to take her clothing. What else does she have? She's poor. She's taking out a loan. So you can take her clothing. The problem is, what are you going to do? Take her dress. You're going to leave her with pajamas. In the morning, you'll come back, take the pajamas, give her the dress. Then you'll come back at the night, give her back the pajamas, take the dress. What are the neighbors going to think? Here it is. The guy's in the morning, he's dropping off the dress, picking up the pajamas. In the night, he's dropping off the pajamas, picking up the dress. People are going to talk. So that's what Shimon says, that's only by a poor woman. What about an almana ashira? Chef always gives the example. Mrs. Macy's. I don't know if it's owned by a Mrs. anymore, but let's say you have a department store. The woman owns her own department store. Are we really going to think anymore that he's not going to have to return the dress in the morning and the pajamas at night. He could take her whole closet as collateral for the loan. Take one of her stores as collateral for the loan, even though she's an almana. She's an almana ashir. She's lots of money. She's taking out a loan for investment purposes, whatever. She wants to buy a 60th store. So you take a dress as collateral. He's not going to come at night during the day and start switching garments with her. It's only if she's a poor woman. All she has is one set of clothing. He's going to take a dress and switch it with the pajamas, take the pajamas, switch it with the dress. So Shimon says it only makes sense by an almana aniya. If she's an almana ashira, it doesn't apply. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Shimon. He says, what? You can't do that. The pasuk says, you cannot take as collateral for a loan from an almana clothing. You might suggest that the reason for that is because it's going to look bad. But you can't start regulating the application of a mitzvah based on the reason. I can't darshan, and I can't say over here, you know, I think the reason you're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos is because of this and this reason, and therefore it only applies when my reason applies. You can't do that. That's called darshin on time of the cross. So if Shimon held, you can't do that. And if Yehuda said, no, you can't do that. Taisus writes in Masechet Gittin, you want to stop say reasons for the mitzvahs to learn out lessons, that you can do. The Rambam says reasons all the time. The Sefer Chinuch says reasons all the time. That's very nice. You want to learn out philosophical, ethical, moral lessons from the mitzvahs is great. That's not what we're talking about. We assume that there are reasons for the mitzvahs and we can learn lessons out. That's all wonderful. But to regulate the application of a mitzvah based on the reason, generally speaking, we don't do that. That was Rav Shimon's opinion of Darshin on time and Dekra. Rabbi Yehuda said, we hold Loi Darshin in time and Dekra. But Rabbi Shimon over here seems to be up to his old tricks again. He says, why does the Pasuk ask you for marrying one of the Shiva Umois? Because she's going to lead your child astray. Whoa! So he says, why should that only apply
to the Shiva Umais, it should apply to all the nations of the world. Anybody who's not Israel is going to lead your child away from Yiddishkeit. So the Shiva Yochai holds it applies to all the Umos HaElam. Even though normally speaking we don't paskin like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, here the Rambam does. The Rambam paskins like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That's over here, the Rambam. That was the second Rambam that's on the Mar Mekaymis. Second Rambam over here in beginning of Perek Yud Beis of Yisuri Biya. The Rambam writes, Yisrael Shabo Akum Mishar Umois Ha'olam Derech Ishus. A Yisrael who has relations with any nochris, derech ishus, hare elu loikim in atarah shenemar lois eschatim bam. So the Rambam understands, the Rambam paskins, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And the tour, which was on the Rambam, comes also, the tour though, it's quoted by the Kesef Mishnah there, the Rambam, Perek Yud Beis, the beginning of Yisrael Biya, paskins. The tour disagrees, and he Kasev HaTur, the Kesef Mishnah writes, V'nir li she'eno el b'shiva umos. The Tur passes like the Chachamim. Why does the Rambam pass like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? So it could be because here the Pasuk says the reason. What does the Pasuk say? Lo yitzchatein b'am, you shouldn't marry them. Ki yasir has been chomei achari. The Pasuk itself says a reason. So even though we generally don't darshan reasons for mitzvahs, on our own, that was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon's opinion is we do. We generally don't do that. Let's say by the Lysach, we'll beg an almana taking a collateral from an almana, which is clothing. We don't stupid our own reason and then limit the application of the Yisr based on our reason. But here the Pasuk itself says a reason. The Yasir has been Chomei Acharai. Or in last week's parasha, the Pasuk says that a king has three limitations on his powers. He shouldn't have too many horses, because it'll lead you back to Mitzrayim. He shouldn't have too many wives. Ki yasir es levavcha, because it'll lead his heart astray. And he shouldn't have too much gold and silver. So the Gemara says, let's say he wants to have lots of wives, but all of them are, wonderful, you know, Yiddish Meidos. All of them are such wonderful girls, they're not going to lead his heart astray. So the Gemara actually, the Medrash says, Shlema HaMelech did this. Because he said, the reason doesn't apply to me, the Medrash says, and ultimately his married 1,000 wives, the Medrash says, and because of that, his heart went astray. He said, the Pasuk doesn't apply to me, and he was wrong. The Pasuk applies to everybody. But the Gemara actually says, if you marry kosher woman, that the Easter doesn't apply, because the Pasuk says a reason. Wherever the Pasuk says a reason, then everyone agrees, perhaps. According to the Rambam, you can limit the application of the mitzvah. So here the Pasuk says, why should you not marry the Shiva Umais? Because they will lead your children away from me. So Rambam says, why should that only apply to the Shiva Umos? It should apply to all the Umos, however. So Rambam understands this Pasuk of Lois Eschadim on the Parashat Lois Chanan is the reason why you're not allowed to marry a Nachris. Not only the Shiva Umos, but any Nachris. The Tur, though, understands that this Easter only applies to marrying one of the Shiva Umos, one of the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Kivush Haaretz, Phoebe, Amari, Prezi, doesn't apply to Shar Umos HaElam. It only applies to the Shiva Umos. So we have two machlokes over here regarding the Lava Vos Eschatim Bo. The Tur and the Rambam are arguing about whether it applies to all Umos HaElam or only the Shiva Umos. And Rashi and Tosfos, or the Rambam and Tosfos, argue, does it apply before they convert or even after they convert? Rabbi said, you think these two machlokes are linked or not?
Yes.
Yes or no? Yes.
Or no, that's a very good answer.
Huh? Yeah. Quicker than I would have figured out. Rabbi said, are they linked or no? It's difficult. No. It's difficult to think. Yes, linked? No, linked. What do you think? Are they linked? One have to do with the other? Huh? Does one have to do with the other? I'll give you a hint. There's a Rambam on both sides. That means they probably might have something to do with each other. And I would suggest that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's opinion is probably related to Rashi's opinion, just because the Rambam is on both sides, and I asked you such a question. I wouldn't ask a question if they had nothing to do with each other. I probably only would ask it if they did have something to do with each other. So I believe they do have something to do with each other, obviously. What do they have to do with each other? Why does the Rambam hold it applies to all nations of the world, Rabbi Zai? Why? The Pasuk says, by Shiva Umais, when Yeshua comes in, don't marry them, only those nations. Why does the Rambam apply to all nations? Why? Why? Because the reason applies. What's the reason? They're going to lead your children astray. Right? To what? Does that apply before they convert or only after they converted? Only before. Lo and behold. So that's the opinion of the Rambam. That the pasuk of Lois Tischadim Bam applies when only Rak Begayusan. If they converted, the whole reason doesn't apply. What's the reason? Kiyat is Ben Chaman, they're going to lead them to the base of Ben Chaman. They converted. We assume they legitimately converted, not a fake conversion, you know, for optical conversion, a superficial. They really converted. So if they really converted, the Yisum doesn't apply. Why not? The whole reason is Kiyat is Ben Chaman. That's where the Rambam applies it to all Umos Ha'ilah. So you can't marry any Nachris who has not converted because they're going to lead the child astray, and therefore it only applies even to the Shiva Umais, Vigal Yusan. The Tur and the Rambam and the Taisvis are going to Shitasam. They are linked. How so? Because Taisvis understands it has nothing to do with the reason. Don't start telling me reasons. We don't make reasons for the mitzvahs. The mitzvah pasuk says, Lois Tischadim Bam, don't marry them. Who does it say about? The Shiva Umais. Fine. Does it apply? Say if they're goyim or gayrim? Doesn't say anything. Can't marry them. So Taisa says you cannot marry them under any circumstances. Big goyusan, big gayrusan, just because they converted, you can't marry them. It applies always. And that's what she tells it to the tour. The tour is following Shita Satisfis. That only applies to the Shiva Umais. That's it. That's what the pasuk says. It applies to Shiva Umais, whether they converted or not converted. The Kesef Mishnah makes this connection. But the Rambam's opinion is, no, the pasuk gives you a reason. Kiyasa has been coming chorin. That's why you can't marry them. They're going to lead your child astray. Ooh, well, then that only applies before they converted. After they convert, should be allowed. Yes.
So we're saying, according to Tosos, he doesn't care about the reason. He doesn't care.
That doesn't care. The reason the pasuk says, "Blaise the scot them. Don't marry them." Who does it say? By Shiva Umos. It doesn't say a stipulation they converted, not converted. Why should he distinguish? It doesn't give a reason. We don't do that. We don't slip reasons into mitzvahs. So the Taisus says, oh, it applies even to Gerusim, but it should have, the tour would say, it only applies to the Shiva Umais. It only applies to the Shiva Umais. And the Rambam said, no, we understand the reason. Pasuk says the reason. We don't ship in our own reasons. Here the Pasuk says the reason. Kiyat is Ben Lomei Acharai. So the Rambam says it applies to all Umais Ha'ilam, and only before they convert. So for the Rambam, where do we stand with regards to intermarriage? For the Rambam, how do we know intermarriage with any one of the Umos Ha'olam is also? We have a source for it in the Chumash. Lois Tischadim Bam. You cannot marry one of the Umos Ha'olam. It's learned out from the Shiva Umos that inhabited until the time of Kibush Ha'aretz, but we interpret from there, we derive from there, all Umos Ha'olam. While they are going. That's in Heistos intermarriage. While they're going, you're not allowed to marry any one of the Umos Ha'olam. What about for the tour? Oh, you can vault. Where do we stand with the tour? It's only the Shiva Umos. What about other Umos Ha'olam? Any Eastern Torah? Anything? Do we have anything? It's not from Lois Tischadim Bam. It's not from Lois Tischadim Bam. What can we say for the tour? So according to the tour, it's true, it applies even after they convert, but it's only by the Shiva Umas. So the Gemara Mesechus of the Zara there continues, and the Gemara says, 1 minute, for the Rambam, or for Hashem B'Yachai, what was Bezin Shal Shem Gezeran? There's an Eastern Torah, Lois Tischadim Bam, don't marry them. The Gemara said that there was a Zeira, Bezin Shol Shem, not to have relations with an Achris. So, what were they, Geyser? It's an Eastern in the Torah. I don't need a Zeira, Bezin Shol Shem. It's an Eastern in the Torah. Where's this Chatim from? So, the Gemara ends up saying, no, there's another Eastern here. There's another Eastern here, which is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. This is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, which is actually in Parshas Pinchas, mentioned, called Kenoim Pogimbo. Mentioned the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is on Mar Mekam. It's also mentioned the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, 1 minute. According to Shimon Bar Yochai, what was Bezin Shol Shem Geizeran? Bezin Shol Shem had nothing left to be Geizer. The Pasuk says, "Lois Tischadim Bam." What was Bezin Shol Shem? And applies to all Umos Ha'olam. So the Gemara says, "No, Bezin Shol Shem was Geizer. Bezin Shol Shem was Geizer." See, this pasuk applies only derech ishos. Pasuk says lois tischadim bam, don't marry them. Even the Rambam understands kol umos ha'olam is rak. He says it rak derech ishos, which means if you marry them. What if you stab them? Have znus with them. Put the thing.
Have znus.
So, what about that? Random ma'isabir. Is that allowed? Not allowed. According to the Rambam, that's also not including lois tischadim bam. So the Gemara says, oh. That was the Gzera, Bezin Shol Shem. Yehuda, Tamar, was a random Isis Nus. Or Shem and Dina was a random Isis Nus. That was the Gzera, Bezin Shol Shem. This isum of the Torah versus chatimam is only derech ishus, even according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it applies to all Muslims, but it's only derech ishus. The pasuk says, don't marry them. What about a random maizes nus? The Gemara says, that was the gzeir based on shul shame. Then the Gemara says, no. Even that's a din midaraisa. What is that din midaraisa? That's a halacha l'moshe misina of Knon Pogimbo. What do we have at the beginning of Parshas Pinchas? Or it's really at the end of Parshas, what's before Pinchas? It's the end of Parshas Balak. That Pinchas comes in and he sees Zimri and Cosby having a maizes nus together, not getting married, having a maizes nus together with the mayavim, and he kills them b'shas maizah. So Gemara says there's a halacha l'moshe misinai. Only b'shas maisa, if it's b'shas maisa bia, that a kanoi, a zealot, is allowed to kill somebody who's being boil nachris. Halacha l'moshe misinai. If it's after the thing happens, you can't kill them. Not allowed. But b'shas maisa, kanoim, poigimbo. Haboil aramis, a person has relations with a non-Jewish woman, kanoim poigimbo. Just like Pinchas. Oh. That's what Gemara says. So Gemara says to them, what was the Bezit Shal Shem Gezer on? What was Bezit Shal Shem Gezer on? Even Znus is Halach L'Mosh Misinai. What was Bezit Shal Shem? So Gemara says, no, this halacha only applies Bifar Hesia. This halacha only applies Rak Bifar Hesia. Only applies Bifar Hesia. Why? Why should it only apply Bifar Hesia? V'loi Bitsina.
Bifar Hesia means?
In front of 10 men. Only applies in 10 men. No bitzina. What about bitzina to be boil and nachris? The Gemara ends up saying that's the gzera of Bezin Shel Shem. The gzera of the Bezin Shel Shem relates to bitzina derech znus. That's the gzera of Bezin Shel Shem. So we have three halachas here. The law of Lois is chatimon, which might mean to marry one of the umas ha'olam derech ishus. What about derech znus? So that's a halacha l'moshe misinai, but the Gemara says only applies before Hesir. What about Bitsino derech nus? That was the gzera of the Beis Din Shel Shem. But it only applies, this Yisur Midaraisa only applies before Hesir. That's why the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, if someone comes and he says he's going to kill you if you're not Baal Nachris. He's going to kill you if you're not Baal Nachris. So is that Yahari Val Yavo or not? Is that a harig al yavar? So the Rama says only if it's bifar hesia. If it's bifar hesia, tenisa midaraisa halach l'maish misinai k'noim pogimbo. Ah, but let's say there's no kanoi there. There's no kanoi there. Who's going to act? Even though there's no kanoi there, the Gemara says Gemara in Sanhedrin. Let's say there's no kanoi there. So Gemara says Misachas Sanhedrin. Nonetheless, there is an iser karis. How do you know if it's bifar hesia? How do you know there's an Iser Karis? Because the Pasuk says, and say from Malachi, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, and say from Malachi, this is Gemara and Ramakamis, Pei Beis, I think. Pei Beis? Gemara says, Ubal Bas Ke'el Mechar. And you had relations with the daughter of Avodah Zarah. You had relations with the daughter of Avodah Zarah. That's why the Rambam, the Gemara says, if you marry Avodah Kochavim, it's like you married Avodah Zarah. How's it like you married Avodah Zarah? Because the Pasuk here called her, the woman who worships Avodah Zarah, the daughter of the Avodah Zarah. Ubal bas nechar, el nechar. You had relations with a woman who's Avedes Kerchavim. In the very next pasuk says in Sefer Malachi, Vayikares, you'll be cut off. So Gemara says, even if there's no Pinchas there, there's no Kanoi there, if you do it for Hesia, it's Karis. So Amos says, if a person comes over to someone else and he says, Ma'anes, comes and he says, I'm going to kill you if you don't have relations with this non-Jewish woman, if it's Bifar Hesia, it's Yahar Gval Yava. If it's not Bifar Hesia, then it's not Yahari Val Yavar. So where do we stand? With regards to the bottom line with intermarriage? Where do we stand? So we had a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos over here in our sugya. Does the Lav Lo Yisachadimam apply B'Gerusa and B'Goyusa and apply only to the Sheva Umais? So we said, according to the Chachamim, And that's the opinion of the tour, seems to be our Taisus here over here in Ksubas Chav Tesem and Aleph. Also, their opinion only applies to the seven nations of the world, seven nations that have it at the time of Kippur Shavuot, and applies even after they convert. Rambam and Rashi disagree, and their opinion is no, it applies before they convert to all nations of the world, because if they're Oved Ovedes Kochavim, they're going to lead your child away from Yiddishkeit. So there's a lot of like Sischatim Bam, if it's Derech Ishus, you should have married them. If it's Derech Ishus, well, intermarriage, if it's Derech Ishus, then it's an Issa Midaraisa according to the Rambam. To the tour, we don't really have an Issa Midaraisa from that pasuk. But we would have an Issa Midaraisa from a Halachal Moshe Misina I learned out from Pinchas. That even if it's Derech Nus, if it's Bifar Hesia, just like Pinchas was, if it's Bifar Hesia, that's like a Chil Hashem. And now, Halachal Moshe Misina is you could, that it would be with Misa, a Kanoi can kill them. And even if the Kanoi doesn't kill them, the pasuk, the Gemara says in the Sefer Sanhedrin that there's Karis. So it's an Isamidar, it would be Yahar Vayava. So it's an Isamidaraisa that's learned out from a halakha Moshe Misinai. But let's say it's not Bifar Hesia. Let's say it's Bitsina Derechnus. That's Xera from the Bezin Shel Shem. That's Xera from the Bezin Shel Shem. There's a tshuva though by the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik was the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. The Maram Shik argues that there's no such thing as intermarriage Bitsina. There's no such thing. So again, for the Rambam, intermarriage is based, let's say, and we're not talking about znos, let's say you're talking about getting married. So for the Rambam, intermarriage is an isa midaraisa v'leis eschatim v'am. Marry an achris is an isa midaraisa v'leis eschatim. But what about according to the tour? Where's intermarriage? It's not from here, from leis eschatim v'am, it's only by the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Yisrael. So what about you want to marry an achris bismanenu? We don't have these seven nations anymore. So what's the isa of intermarriage? Would only be the halacha l'moshe misinai, if it's Bifar Hesia.
But can you say that we don't know who the seven nations are, so maybe everyone's the seven nations?
No.
They can't say that?
No. They got mixed up and they're gone. They're mixed up and they're gone. And the Rambam writes like that. Nebuchadnezzar came, he was Mabalbel, was Kala Umois, so we don't have them anymore. Amalek is still around because that's an ideological nation, not an ancestral nation. But all the other nations, we don't have them anymore. But according to the Torah, all we have is intermarriage would be Aser only if it's Bifar Hesia, Midaraisa. Otherwise, all you have is the Xer of the Beis Nisoshev, that's Bitsina. But you only have intermarriage Aser Midaraisa if it's Bifar Hesia. According to the Rambam, it's always Aser Schatim Bam by all nations of the world. But Torah holds this pasuk only applies to Shiva Umais. Wouldn't apply to Nachman, the rest of Umos Ha'elam. So it must be, you only have an Isa Midaraisa of intermarriage according to the Torah, if you assume it's included in this Halachal Moshe Misina of Kenon Pogimbo, like by Pinchas, but that only applies if it's Bifar Hesia. Bifar Hesia means in front of 10 Jews. But the Maram Shik makes an interesting argument. The Maram Shik argues every time you have intermarriage, it's called Bifar Hesia. Really? How is it always called Bifar Hesia? It's a very interesting shot. Based on the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, in Masechta Sanhedrin, on Daf Ayin Daled Amud Beis, the Gemara says, how is Esther, it's not Menyana D'Yoma, but how is Esther allowed to go into Achashverosh and have relations with Achashverosh in order to save Klal Yisrael? The Gemara says, Esther Bifar Hesia Haisa. That was Bifar Hesia. If you would have asked me, and Tysus already asked this, I wouldn't have said the big problem is Bifar Hesia. Generally, the rules of Yahar Yavar are that you only have to give up your life for three Averos, as we know. But there's two scenarios where you have to give up your life for any Easter in the Torah. One of them is Shas HaShmad, if it's religious persecution. The other is if it's Bifar Hesia, in front of 10 Jews. If it's in front of 10 Jews, you have to give up your life for any Easter in the Torah. So ask the Gemara, how was Esther allowed to have relations with Achashverosh? It was Bifar Hesia. So I would have said, no. Why, how was she allowed to have relations with Achashverosh? It was Gilei Arayis. Gilei Arayis is Yahar Bel Yavar, even if no one knows about it. No one's there. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says...
Didn't we say she's
Kargo? Ooh, get there. But how, it's a long Tysus here, with three blood ahead of us. But how was Esther allowed to go into Achashverosh? The Gemara was Bifar Hesia Haisa. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara answers, Esther Karka Olam Haisa. Fine. But Esther Ritvon, that Gemara in Sanhedrin, really? It was Bifar Hesia? There was a gallery there? What kind of, there were 10 Jews? Who was there? It was such a parts? Well, how is it Bifar Hesia in front of 10 Jews? So Ritva there says a big Kiddush. The Ritva says it, and the Ritva, actually elsewhere, but the Meiri says it there, it's a Ritva also, says that whenever 10 people know about it, Bishas Maisa, it doesn't mean 10 people find out later. That's not called Bifar Hesia. But it means 10 people know about it, Bishas Maisa, even if they're not seeing it, Beinayim, that's called Bifar Hesia. So when Esther went to Achashverosh, everybody in Klal Yisrael knew about it. They knew that Esther was going to be Maisa Nefesh. That's called Bifar Hesia. That's what the Meiri says in that Gemara. Esther Bifar Hesia, because everyone knew about it. Everyone knew. She told them where, what's it called? Where cloth fast for whatever days. Right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Esther would read on Purim. So everyone knew that she was going to be Maisa Nefesh in the Achashverosh. So the Gemara says that's called Bifar Hesia because everyone knew about it. So to the Maram Shik argues, a brilliant argument. So to the Maram Shik argues, the Maram Shik was very involved in fighting the Reform and this and that when it was at its height. So Maram Shik argues that intermarriage, every single time, we all know what's going on over there. No one's watching it, Chas V'Shalom, but we all know what's going on. They're living together, married together. That's called Bifar Hesia. So claims the Maram Shik, even according to the Tur, that the Lysis Chadim from the Easter, Midrash, only applies to the Shiva Umas, dissemination, the habit of the Yom Tam, the Kibish Hearts. We don't have them anymore. Nebuchadnezzar came and mixed up, as part of his plan to prevent a rebellion, he mixed up all the nations of the world so there shouldn't be a coup. Fine, we don't have them anymore. Well, maybe it's part of the Lachum Hashem Sinai of Kenan Pogamo, like by Pinchas. The answer is no, it can't be. Ostensibly, it shouldn't be included. That's only Bifar Hesia. Intermarriage takes place most of the time, but Sinah. Says Maram Shik, no. Every case of intermarriage will always be Bifar Hesia, because we all know about it. It's the same as Esther. The Gemara asked Esther Bifar Hesia. So when Esther went into Achashverosh, we all knew about it. So that's called Bifar Hesia in front of 10 Jews. So too, the Maram Shik argues every case of intermarriage will also always be Bifar Hesia, because everyone knows about it. So you can have an Issa Midaraisa for intermarriage, even according to the Torah. Of course, Rabbi said this is not a Shir Halach L'maisa. We all know intermarriage is one of the cardinal principles. We're just trying to see if it's an Issa Midaraisa, what part of it might be an Issa Midarabanan. What is Darabanan? That's the Xerim, the Benzin, Sholshem. That's if it's Bitsina and Derechnus. If it's marriage, so the Rambam holds it's including Lysis Chatein Bam. If it's marriage, so the Torah might hold it's including Lachem Moshe Misinai because it's Bifar Hesia. But if it's Bitsina, Derechnus, no one's really going to know about it. That was the Xerim, the Bezin Sholshem. That was mentioned in the times of Dina. That was also mentioned by Tamar. This machlekes between the Rabbam and the Tur and how to understand the Lava of Loisus Chatimbam is also going to be relevant to the next Tosfos of Baal Hakusis. So, Mir Shem Rabbi, I continue on with that in the Mar Mekaymus with this Tosfos.